Well, the first round of regional rankings coming out for NCAA Division II men's basketball in Northwest Missouri State, sitting atop the Central Region as the number one overall seed as we get these first round of rankings coming out. And now actually sitting down to chat with Wayne Cavati. He writes for NCAA.com. He's an authority on NCAA Division II sports. And Wayne, last time we talked with you was actually at the Elite Eight a season ago in Evansville, Indiana. Things worked out well that time around for Northwest Missouri State. As we get closer to tournament time and in March here this year, how do you see things playing out as you see Northwest Missouri State atop the Central Region rankings and creeping ever closer to those conference tournaments?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that we're looking at a team very capable of a repeat run. I mean, they check all the boxes. You know, this time of year, you start looking a little bit deeper than, ooh, they could win games. You start looking at scoring offense. You look at their scoring defense. You look at how they're handling opponents that other teams in their region are handling opponents. And you look at that strength of schedule. And you know, Northwest Missouri is doing what they're doing against one of the toughest schedules in D2 basketball. They're in the top 10 in scoring defense, top 30 in scoring offense. You could look around that region all you want, but you know, they're the clear-cut favorite once again, and there's really something special there going on, and with a deep team and a scary team at that.
You know, it was interesting too as we kind of went through. Oh, it felt like mid-January, and the season kind of hit that part that can be kind of a grind, which Coach McComb will say none of it's a grind if you really enjoy what you're doing, but it does kind of stretch and some tough games there in the middle, and they are winning, but maybe not playing quite as efficient offensively as they thought they might be able to. And then you look at these last couple weeks against UCM and Lincoln and then Missouri Southern and Joplin and Pittsburgh State, and man, they're firing on all cylinders, and it's just scary what this team can be when they're like that, especially think about how hot Trevor Hudgens has been lately.
Yeah, and you know, I remember we kind of, you know, off the air, we talked about Trevor Hudgens last year, and I remember I said that he reminds me a lot of a Carmelo Anthony type of player. He just, the game could be moving at 100 miles an hour, and he's just doing everything right, and it looks like it comes naturally, and he's never losing his composure, and he's so smooth, and just he makes that offense and defense goes, and as you said, he just, his all-around game is simply remarkable. You know, and like you said, with the way the schedule is closing out, it'll be interesting, you know, kind of in that lull that you were talking about. They played Washburn and Missouri Western kind of tightly last time around, but now the offense is definitely flowing a little bit better, and you know, that's who they closed the season out. So it'll be interesting to see kind of the tale of two halves and where they are this time around closing out the regular season before that MIAA tournament begins.
I like that Hudgens comp to Carmelo Anthony. I might steal that one from you down the line. But as we go along and we kind of look up and down and things continue to break Northwest Missouri State's way, the Bearcats will be hosting the region once again this year. You look up and down the Central Region. Is there anybody you see as a dark horse or somebody that that could try to creep up on the Bearcats once that time rolls around?
You know, one team that I had, you know, I do my Power 10 every week at NCAA.com, and early in the season, right outside the Power 10, I had Southern Nazarene, and they have two unbelievable scorers that could take over a basketball game and break down a defense all by themselves, Jonathan Dunn being one of the best scorers in all of D2 basketball, and they had a rocky schedule earlier in the season. I think they picked up five quick losses before January was even over, and they kind of fell off of everyone's radar. But this team's really good, and they're the kind of team that, you know, they have those two special players that could come around and make some noise. And then you always have to worry about Missouri Southern. I mean, there's no two ways around it. They're a good team. Cam Martin is just a phenomenal player. And, you know, those are two teams that I know North. I don't have to tell Northwest Missouri to worry about, but those are two teams I'd be watching.
Well, as we look at, we're kind of hitting the final stretch of the regular season, and then the MIAA tournament in Kansas City is right around the corner. What do you think Northwest has to do to be able to close out the top seed in the Central Region and to be able to hold on to that chance to host? I mean, is it just a couple more wins, beat Southern one more time, or is it as simple as that?
I mean, if they beat Southern convincingly, on Thursday, I believe that's when they play. If they beat them convincingly, I even an upset in the MIAA tournament, I don't know how they're still not going to get the number one seed. And, you know, this may sound so easy, it's such an easy statement, but for Northwest Missouri State to keep doing what they're doing to get that number one seed, all they got to do is keep doing what they do. And that's, you know, playing disciplined basketball and really dictating the game. And, you know, I remember last year we talked about X factors always stepping up, you know, outside of the big three that they had. You know, Ryan Hawkins was one of them last year, but now he's a verified D2 superstar. But, you know, they once again, they have these two freshmen that have shown that they're able to play big games, and they're so deep that all they have to do is play that Northwest Missouri State basketball, and I don't know that anyone can take that number one seed away from them heading into the NCAA D2 tournament.
We're talking with Wayne Cavada. He writes for NCAA.com and covers Division II sports. When you look at the NABC top five, essentially, but we're talking regional rankings right now. But, you know, Lincoln Memorial's right behind Northwest, West Texas A&M, UC San Diego, Florida Southern. We take Northwest out of the picture and just kind of focus on these other teams. Who do you see as the most clear-cut national title contender if we take the Bearcats out and look at these other guys?
It's Lincoln Memorial, without a doubt. They have their offense is getting stronger as the year goes on. They already had a very good defense. You know, a lot of people forget, you know, it was Lincoln Memorial and Queens back and forth in that Southeast region for a few years. And last year, Lincoln Memorial lost a ton of talent. One of them went to the NBA. So it was legit talent, and they were a very young team, but they were still very good, but they weren't that normal Lincoln Memorial team. And then this year, everybody's back, and they are just that much better. They're that much stronger, and they are the type of team, very much like Northwest Missouri State, that can make you play their style of basketball, control the tempo, and just run you right out of the gym and put up 105 points before you even know what happened. I think they're really good, but that's not to slight West Texas A&M, who have, you know, Quad Grant and Joel Murray, who you guys remember, you saw them last year in Evansville. They were freshmen last year, and they performed huge on the big stage. And then UC San Diego, another team you mentioned, you know, I believe they're 24-1 now, 25-1, and they didn't have Chris Hansen since December, who I had on my preseason player of the year watch list, and he just came back. So you're talking about a team that was able to win 14, 15 games without their best player, and now they have him heading into the tournament. So, you know, you pretty much knocked it out of the ballpark, the four top contenders I see that really have a chance to make some noise in Evansville and give Northwest Missouri State a run and try to keep them from winning that repeat championship.
Nova Southeastern was hanging around the top spot for a while, and I think they took over number one for a brief stint after Northwest lost, as well as Bellarmine, and I could be wrong on that one. But Nova Southeastern now with three losses, just on the fringe of the top 10 in the NABC. Is that still a team that you look at as a contender that might kind of sneak in and do some damage in the region?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We saw last year, you know, that what they could do. They came out of nowhere. Coach Crutchfield, he's going to run an offense that they're going to score. And even on a bad night for Nova Southeastern, it's an 88-point night. You know, they're going to score. You're going to have to figure out how to get the ball last and outscore them. You know, their most recent loss was to Florida Southern, who is the number five team in D2 right now. And they played two great games against Florida Southern this year. One they won, one they lost, you know. So they're right there. They're in the picture. I really think anyone in that top 10, top 12 is really are really strong contenders right now.
All right, Wayne, and before we wrap this up with you, I'm going to put you on the spot, and you know we're stationed in Northwest Missouri, but you don't have to be biased. Want an honest opinion, but if you look at the National Player of the Year award at this point, where would you go with it? Who do you think's been the most deserving at this point? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
It's a tough one. I mean, there's, you know, I know where you're based out of, but I mean, Trevor Hudgens, what he does for that team, it's pretty much simply remarkable. You know, you talked about Nova, I think Mark Matthews is in that conversation. You know, Lincoln Memorial has Macaulay, who's just been phenomenal this year. But, you know, when you're talking about what the Bearcats, last year they kind of came into the season with no pressure on their back. It was a bunch of young guys, a new-look offense, and it was, wow, they blew us out of the sky. This year they came in with so much pressure on their back. They're looking to be the first repeat champions in quite some time, and they're getting better, and it's because Hudgens is getting better. And I think that puts them in a spot to be one of the top contenders for the player of the year. But, you know, like I said, a couple of those other guys, one of the two sophomores from West Texas A&M will probably cancel each other out. But then you have Macaulay from Lincoln Memorial, Matthews from Nova. There's quite a few in there, but Hudgens is definitely right there at the top.
He's been playing his best basketball lately, Ed, right as we're getting a little bit closer to March. So hopefully that's something that continues as we get into the conference tournament and beyond. But it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And, Wayne, we always appreciate the time. Hopefully you do this again down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Wayne Cavada, he writes for NCAA.com, an authority on NCAA Division II sports. You can also find him on Twitter at U of D Wayne.